Hello, people. It is your big Aniki here, Chad Marco. And I had something on my mind that I wanted to discuss. Something very interesting to me. And, you know, you can see in the title of this video, it's called The Truth About Going Your Own Way. And so this is obviously referring to MGTOW, men going their own way. For those who don't know, MGTOW is the group of men who have pretty much turned their backs on dating and relationships and sex because they feel like, generally speaking, it's just not worth the effort, the risk, and the pursuit. And I think I've always been kind of considered as a MGTOW type of guy in that I think most people would agree that I'm not incel tier in that like it would be impossible for me to get laid. I've always just sort of embraced being single and embraced being a virgin. So that always kind of put me in a MGTOW category, even though I've never been like completely against dating. You know, when you're not putting in effort as a man, it's just not going to happen. But what is this truth that I'm talking about? And I wanted to give you some context before I go into it, because I was going to make this video, but then something happened recently that, just a perfect example of what I'm going to be talking about, right? So throughout my life, I've had different situations where it seemed to me that a girl might be attracted to me. You know how some people say, you know, girls that give guys choosing signals, things like prolonged eye contact, lightly touching of the body, you know, touching the arm, things like that, proximity, shifting the hair to the left at a 90 degree angle, you know, shit like that, right? And again, throughout my life, I've had these situations where it seemed like maybe there was a girl who was giving me choosing signals. Now, typically, the more unattractive the girl was, the more obvious the choosing signal was. But whenever it was a girl that I saw and was like, you know what, she's actually kind of cute, I find her attractive. Whenever a girl like that, whenever I believe they were giving me choosing signals, it was much more subtle. And that's kind of how girls operate anyway, because they just tend not to be the one to want to put in, you know, the one to take the risk. You know, choosing signals are basically a way for girls to kind of signal to a guy that they might be interested. So it's like, to me, I kind of interpret it as like an attention grabbing tactic where they're just trying to get your attention and potentially put the idea in your mind that they might be attracted to you. But again, because of how subtle it tends to be, you never really know. You still have to go out on the limb somewhat if you choose to take that to make that approach. And you know, throughout my life, whenever that has happened, I always just never went for it. And partially because, you know, just being focused on myself and my own personal development, again, going your own way. I've always been okay with being single virgin guy. So I never felt a sense of urgency about trying to get a girlfriend. So it was easy for me to just kind of brush those events to the side and just brush them off and say, oh no, it's all in my head, whatever. And the thing is, it hasn't happened for quite a while. You know, I think it happened the most when I was like in my early and mid 20s. And even then, it didn't happen a lot. I would say it was probably just like a handful of times, like maybe like 5 or 6 times throughout my entire 20s where I could say there was an attractive girl or a girl I found attractive who might have been giving me choosing signals. But again, I always just kind of brushed it to the side. But recently, it's been happening again, right? And basically, what's been happening is that there's this cashier girl who, you know, whenever I go into the store, she's just always giving me an unusual amount of attention. I guess she's been seeing me around town because you guys know I go running a lot. And, you know, she's kind of been using that as a way to start conversations with me. And so at first I do what I typically do. Like when it first happened, I was, you know, I brush it off. Oh, whatever, you know, right? Mr. MGTOW. And but then what kind of really got my attention was that she kept doing it. Like, I go into the store and no matter what she's doing, I mean, she'll just, like, today, like, not today, but yesterday she did it, and it was like just loudly just called out to me, and it almost caught me by surprise. Like, it was kind of awkward, to be honest. And I was like, oh, hey. Right? And so now I'm kind of like, okay, this bitch might be, she might be choosing for real. And you know what? She's not, like, she's cute. She's cute, and she got big titties, right? And then look, really, at first, the reason why I wasn't thinking much about it, because I never really looked twice at her. I always thought she looked all right. But for the first time, I looked close, and I was like, oh, she got some big ass titties. Right? And so that's when the thought came into my mind, like, you know what, Chad, why don't you just say something, right? Why don't you for once just talk to her, say something, you know, she's giving you this attention, why don't you just go for it? And in my mind, I'm like, why not, you know, because I'm in a different state of mind these days. Like, one thing about me is that I used to struggle with, you know, standing up for myself and speaking up for myself when I was much younger. And over the years, I've learned how to do those, to basically stand up for myself and be assertive and, you know, socialize and deal with people. But that doesn't mean that I don't still have, like, those old anxieties and worries. I just know how to fight through them and do what needs to be done. And so, you know, when I'm looking at the situation and the amount of confidence I have now and my self-esteem being much higher, I guess that's why I was looking at it differently than I ever have. And so I was like again, just talking to myself the way I do. I'm like, yeah, let's go ahead. Let's do it. Next time I see her, I'm going to say something, right? And so the next day I saw her, and it was crazy because it was like so convenient. Like, she was in the parking lot, not even in the store. And I was just in the area about to go to McDonald's, and I saw her. And then I remembered that I said I was going to do it. And it was lined up for me to do it, but I couldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. And so what was the problem? Now, most people would look at that and say, oh, you were just scared. You know, you bitch ass pussy. Right? You were just scared. But here's the thing, though. Now, I'm not going to say that I don't have approach anxiety. I have approach anxiety when it comes to most of my dealings with people anyway. But I've learned how to push past that and do what needs to be done when it needs to be done. I have so many incidences I can point to where I know, like, I felt anxiety about, you know, having to confront somebody or say something. But I did it anyway because I felt like it was important. I had to do it. You know, I couldn't look myself in the mirror if I didn't make this confrontation, if I didn't speak up or say something. And so that's something, like I said, that I've learned how to do over the years. So I know that I have that ability within me. And that's why I kind of had the confidence to even think about saying something. But when it came down to it, I just wouldn't do it. And so what was it? And so I felt kind of bad because I was serious. I was really like, yo, I'm gonna do that shit. And when it came down to it, I wouldn't do it. So I thought about it. I reflected on it when I went home, and I realized what it was. I don't have a compelling enough reason to fight through the approach anxiety, to fight through the worries and, you know, all the little things that you imagine, the things, the typical shit that keeps guys from talking to girls, right? You might think, oh, if I get rejected, she's going to tell everybody, and then everybody's looking at me. Oh, he's the guy, you know, how dare this loser talk to a girl, you know, the typical shit, right? And I know that I have the ability, the will, the power to fight through that and say something, but I couldn't convince myself to do it. I couldn't find the reason. I couldn't find the justification to do it. And I was frozen, and that's why I couldn't do it. And so, what does this have to do with the title of the video, the theme of this video, the truth about going your own way? Now, I got another thing I must mention before I get to that. One thing you guys know about me is that ever since How to Be a Neat, ever since the episode I've Never Seen a Vagina, I've always reiterated one thing. I've always said that I do not try to influence guys to be like me. You know, don't try to be the 30-year-old virgin, the MGTOW monk. Don't do it because you see me doing it. And the reason why I always said that was because it's easy for me to do this because I've always had an inclination towards being single, towards being a bachelor, towards solitude and things like me being introverted. Like, so many things about my character I can trace back to being a teenager. And it makes sense why I'm the way that I am in regards to how I've never prioritized relationships. I've never put much effort into chasing after girls and all that shit. And so my concern was always that God, if I was like, yeah, go your own way and fuck them hoes, my concern was that I would lead one of you guys astray. And when I say that, what I'm saying is it's the difference between a guy like me who has always had a natural inclination towards solitude and sort of going his own way anyway, compared to a lot of guys who are really just frustrated. They want a girlfriend badly. It's important for them to have a family, but they're more so frustrated, or they don't believe in themselves enough to do what needs to be done to make it happen. But that's not me. That was never me. I never wanted it that bad to begin with. And that's the key. That's the aspect of MGTOW, of men going their own way, that I don't really see anyone talking about. I think whenever you see a guy who's claiming to be MGTOW, who's claiming to be going his own way, what you have ultimately is a guy who never wanted it bad enough to begin with. And that's why I always made sure that I didn't try to influence guys to try to be like me, because I always knew that about myself. I could think back and like, knowing that even as a teenager, I thought it was cool to be a bachelor. I thought it was cool not to be restrained within a marriage. I always had that. So now that I'm 30 and, you know, I found myself in a situation where I think a girl might be giving me choosing signals and she got big ass titties. Look, I wasn't even thinking about it till I saw them titties. I was like, damn, she has a big titty. Because I always seen her out the corner of my eye and shit, right? But I was like, she all right. But then I saw them titties. I was like, oh, okay. That's what kind of flipped the switch, right? But when it came down to it, even the big titties wasn't enough. I couldn't convince myself to do it. I did not have a compelling reason to fight through the approach anxiety, to take the risk of saying something to this girl. And again, it's not like, oh, I'm scared, I can't do it. Because if somebody gave me $50 to go do it, I do. All I need is a reason. I don't have a reason. And see, like I said, my whole, like being assertive is something that a lot of young men struggle with nowadays. And we know that social anxiety, socializing, dealing with other people is difficult. And I'm no stranger to that. But I've come a long way in terms of fixing that aspect of my character. But the thing is, what allowed me to push through those emotions was the simple fact that I knew that I could never live up to being the man that I wanted to be if I couldn't do it. If I can't deal with other people, if I can't stand up for myself, if I can't conversate, if I can't communicate, if I can't de-escalate conflict, if I can't engage in conflict, I'm never going to be the man that I want to be. And so it's like, in those situations, my back was against the wall. I didn't have a choice. It was face this fear, overcome this anxiety, or never live up to your true potential. And you want to talk about a compelling reason to do something? That's all. That'll get you. That'll light the fire in your ass. But when I find myself in this situation with this girl who might be choosing, I can't, because I don't want it bad enough. I don't have a compelling reason to go talk to her. Big titties aren't enough. Big titties aren't enough, because ultimately the only thing that really makes me want to say something is the possibility of satisfying my base sexual urges. And I've never saw that as something that was important. I've never saw that as something that I really needed to do. For me, sex just has nothing to do with my sense of purpose and self-esteem or anything like that. And so when I find myself there in that parking lot, unable to move, you know, it all just sort of hits me. And I've already been thinking about this. I've been wanting to make this video. But it's like this event was like the cherry on top, because I was able to feel it in real life. I was able to feel that lack of conviction to make the move, you know. And so, you know, the main point that I just wanted to make was that, you know, the truth about going your own way, ultimately, and this isn't a knock against MGTOW. Like, don't get it wrong. I'm not, you know, because look, if you don't want it bad enough, that's a perfectly valid reason. But I just think that when you want something bad enough, the statistics don't matter. Data doesn't matter. Graphs and all that. Like, when you want something, like, I want to be a successful content creator. What are the chances of that? Most people would say 5%, 0.3%. I don't give a fuck. I want it. I'm going to work towards it. So if I'm not discouraged by a 0.5% chance of becoming a successful content creator, why am I afraid of a 50% chance of getting a divorce? You know, like what? Think about why why does a 99.5% chance of failure not deter me, but a 50% chance of failure does? Because I don't want it bad enough. But when it comes to my music, when it comes to being a content creator, when it comes to these things, I want it bad enough. The data, the statistics, none of that shit matters. I want it. I believe I can do it. I'm going to go for it. And so I think ultimately when you have guys going their own way, maybe they'll admit it, maybe not. Or maybe I'm projecting, but I truly believe that for the most part, these guys just don't want it bad enough. And that's fine. That's perfectly fine. That's okay. But again, we can say all this shit about dating and women, female nature and all that, but if for the guys who really want it bad enough, they ignore it. They toss it out the window and they just press forward. But being in a situation perfectly illustrated for me that, you know, I don't want it bad enough. I don't want it bad enough to push through the approach anxiety, to fight through, you know, that fear, that anxiety. It's not enough. Big titties are not enough. It's not enough. And I'm not saying, again, like, I would never date, I would never have sex, but I think that it would have to be a situation where there's pretty much very little effort on my part that would need to be put in. You know, it would either have to fall into my lap or I fall into it. Right? But if I have to put in any effort, if there's any sort of anxiety, or like, it's just because I don't want it bad enough, I don't have a compelling reason to make that move. And so I hope you guys enjoyed this little video, this little talk we had, and, you know, Chad Marco signing off. I'll see you guys around.